שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חורבן כהזדמנות.
Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of the ruin as an opportunity for correction. We're going to re-select the excerpts from the sources. We'll continue from excerpt 14. You can find the material on the site and in the Arvut system. You should click the study material button in the top menu. You can also ask questions on the site. Selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
I would like to ask before everything, do you have any questions regarding what you just scrutinized before the lesson, the preparation? If you have any questions from the preparation, then I always in the beginning of the lesson, I'm willing to hear any questions. Go ahead, if anyone has any questions from what you just discussed. Focus group.
It was not clear if the work within reason, you can take it. He says it's better. Can we take it as something to rely on? Because elsewhere he says you can't rely on within reason, and here it says it's better.
Correct question. Answer. I see the friends. It says that I need to come closer to them, love them until I come to a state where I can distinguish between me and them, that I respect them, I like them even more than I do myself. And the friend that's before me is in place of the Creator. To that extent. And then from love of people, you come to love of the Creator. So I need to see here how much I'm able to get closer, get close to that, meaning through the group, study, dissemination, all the efforts that I'm going through for years, that's why we are given years, the years of our life. Do I appreciate the friends more and more compared to how I started in my connection with them? There are those who accept the other quite easily. They connect, they don't feel any distance, they're buddies. There are those who cannot feel the other, such an extent that even if someone is next to them, they feel as if it doesn't exist. They can even speak about that person who is right next to them. And you see that he cannot feel him, he cannot accept him, he lacks a sense for feeling the other. So you have all kinds, it all depends on the will to receive inside a person. And as we understand, greater, higher souls have a greater will to receive, and then it's more difficult to them compared to others to approach connection, love of others, and the group in general. And from they spend many years rejecting the whole notion of love your friend as yourself, and so on and so forth. However, they can accept it. That's no choice. That's how it's written. Then I'm in it. I understand that I can't let go of it, since what will I do in my life? And then they stay. And gradually, slowly, sometimes I saw such things that were resolved after 10, even 20 years. For a person, until especially if he's a heavy soul, and then it's rewarded with a great ascent. But if the soul is heavy, the will to receive is great. And after 10, even 20 years, the person begins to understand, to feel inside that heavy will to receive, that coarse will to receive that this is indeed the path to the Creator. And if he connects to others, it is the means by which he can reveal the Creator inside the coarseness that he converts to refinement through his connection with the friends. There he begins to reveal the Creator. And that's what we see. Now, if a person advances towards such degrees and reveals those things gradually, he has an opportunity to take what he's told and to do what he's told, even when he doesn't understand and even when he doesn't feel. He just hears it as an order, like in the army. And then if he does it, we say that he does it above his reason. He can't feel it, but he's willing to accept it. Why? Because I'm told, and otherwise I'm not on the right path, in the right direction. So I accept that it is the right direction, and inside I hear that I have an inner inclination, and that inclination disagrees. So I take it above reason, as we say. I disagree, but I accept it. Then from disagreeing and accepting, and again, he forcibly does it. He coerces himself to come close to the friend, to be together with them, to act as if he's in connection with them and in love. He acts, he plays with it. But gradually, through that, his heart prays to receive those things. Eventually, he sees the others, that they're in it. That's how the Creator paints his environment. Then he eventually receives the ability to reach a feeling of connection with the friends. This means that he rose from above reason to his new reason. And that's why he writes to us that it's important to be in above reason in love of friends, but even more important, it's important to be within reason and love of friends, because then it means that you rose to that level and you accepted it. There's a certain degree of correction in your coarseness, where previously used to take it above reason and now it's within reason. Okay?
And then he's permitted to do what? To say, now within reason is better? Or can he not take it as support?
It's more refined. It's better because within reason he can receive love of friends, connection.
But in many places he says it's forbidden to receive within reason and rely on it as a basis.
No, that's in other things, not in the connection between us. The connection between us, the more it is within reason, it means that I begin to connect with my friends in my desire, within my desire. Previously, I wasn't in my desire, I was above my reason. Now I'm within my reason. It's different than where we talk about the upper attainment, where it's within reason or above reason. Here we're talking about connection. Where I'm not in connection, that's called above reason. And within the connection, when I felt it, I corrected a certain measure of the coarseness in me, and I can connect with them. Now it's called within reason.
And what's the test that the connection within reason is in order to bestow?
The connection within reason is in order to bestow. That's already a spiritual degree.
But what's the test? How do I know? Because now I'm enjoying within reason. I accept the connection within reason in my desire.
Yeah, it's still in order to receive, but you already ascended to a state where you're willing to connect with the friends because it brings you to a certain, brings you a certain profit.
So, what now? What's the calculation I have to do with such a state?
Continue. Keep going. What do you mean, what's from here? Keep connecting with them more. Ask for more, for tighter states, and then you'll begin to discover in those states an opportunity to answer the question, why am I connecting? In what way am I connecting? What for? And then it'll begin to reach the scrutiny that the Creator needs to be between you.
And that's even before the Creator is present, meaning within reason is before the Creator is between us.
This is within reason that belongs to the connection between the friends. In every discernment we have within reason and above reason.
Toda.
Thank you.
Well, I'm told now that I have to be connected with the friends. I accept it. Otherwise, what? I'm going to get thrown out. What can I do? So I go and I... They somehow connect with them corporeally by working with them in connection. Against my desire, I subjugate myself, I go above my reason, I subjugate myself, then gradually the reforming light influences me according to my investment, and then I begin to feel a few inner events, maybe external, maybe in the world, everything is interconnected, then I begin to feel but I truly, I'm truly coming closer to them in my desire. This is called already within reason. That's why Rabbi Ash writes that with regards to friends, within reason is more important, is higher than above reason.
But it's still not in order to bestow.
It has nothing to do with it. That's something you work on later, in order to bestow, not in order to bestow, but you've at least come to a state where you're willing to ride your egoistic desire in order to reach connection. And you answer this why, because you need the goal. Everything is still within the will to receive, but you're willing to give up on your will to receive to some extent in order to be connected with the friends. I'm not speaking about everyone. Rather, there are such souls, especially heavy souls, egoistic souls, that can't even hear about connection. And their path is could be very long and drawn out and heavy.
Africa.
Okay. Africa.
Good morning, Rav. As we study, the light increases also our will to receive, our ego. Does the light also increase our faith above reason?
Akol. Kol ma she'anachnu.
Everything. Everything. Everything we discover is thanks to the light that does all the changes in us, only through that. PT
14. In the connection with the friends, you can also not see their faults, but their merits.
Yes.
What's the distinction here? Because in their faults, it gives me a reason to turn to the Creator when I see the friend's faults.
But why should you need to see their faults? It's better if you see them all as great, as successful, as connected, when you wish to connect with them as well, with your heart and soul. And then your question is, well, but if I can't see any faults in the connection between us, how will I turn to the Creator? Don't worry. Then, when you yearn to see, to only see them with great connections between them and you as well, the Creator will tarnish that, disrupt it. He will always reveal to you gradually an additional will to receive. Okay?
PD 25. I didn't understand what you said.
I have to speak English.
What does it mean to follow the orders of Kabbalists when you don't feel or understand anything? How can you then follow their orders?
No.
Are you driving a car?
No.
Do you accept certain laws from the outside? The laws of the state, the laws of something? So there are laws that you have to accept and follow. Same here. You wish to enter spirituality. There are certain conditions before you. Kabbalists explain to you. The laws of the spiritual world are such and such laws. If you wish to feel a spiritual world, to live in it, you have to enter these laws, meaning you have to adapt yourself to those laws. The general law is to be in love of friends in your small group. From here on, you'll be able to open up the spiritual space, the spiritual realm.
Quickly.
I can say that I accept what they're saying, even if I don't understand what they're saying.
That's correct.
But how do I really do what they say when I have no understanding or feeling of it?
Enter the group, look at them, follow what they're doing. That's it. Without any mind, especially not without your philosophical mind.
רב, מה המטרה של בושה בתהליך הזה שמגלה שלא רואה את המחברים?
What is the purpose of shame in this process when you discover you don't see the friend's merits and you don't see them at all?
It has to do with the size of the soul. Sometimes shame can help a person in correction, push him in the direction of certain action and adapting himself to the group. And other times his ego is so great that he is turning shame into pride, and he removes himself from everyone. Both of those things may exist. PT 18.
Thank you very much, Rav. When we see the merit of the friends, is that the time to ask for a connection with the Creator, the quality of bestowal?
Of course. Whenever you can ask for it, you should ask for it.
And can the friends do it together?
Of course. So what are you asking about the stuff that's written everywhere?
Well, I have a question. What do you mean? I'm asking because I'm asking.
Buongiorno, Rav. Il prossimo gradino spirituale nella connessione con gli amici è al di sopra della ragione, giusto?
Our next spiritual degree in connecting with the friends is above reason, right?
No, within reason. The more I can be with the friends within reason, it means that we are in one heart.
And what do I use above reason for?
I use above reason when I have no choice, when I'm speaking only with respect to connection with the friends, regarding within reason and above reason, not with regards to the Creator, but rather relative to the friends. I have to relate to them in such a way that I want to move from above reason, where I accept the laws of connection above reason. I want them to go into my reason, that I'll feel in practice how connected we are, that we discover the network of connection between us. And in this network, we see ourselves connected within reason. Meaning we can see the connection, we see the vessel. And this means within reason. Ask, those things are very important, and I heard what you were talking about before the lesson, in the preparation, and I felt that there is a lack of scrutiny here, lack of clarity. PT 31.
I hope the internet is good. During the day, each one goes through states, family, work. What's the difference between a friend who goes through the day connected with the friends and those who aren't connected?
It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with how much he invested himself in trying to be connected. And what came out of it is something else. It's how the Creator arranged things for him. But as much as a person tried to be connected with his heart and soul with the group, according to his conditions, so that through it, he will be connected with the Creator as much as possible. This is the work of man, and what comes out of it is what the Creator does. PT 8.
It is written, love your neighbor as yourself. Why can't we settle for the best and most respectful external behavior? Why do I have to love them from within?
Because we have to correct our internal system called the soul of Adam HaRishon, the vessel of Adam HaRishon, one soul. The external form, you can go to politics and establish such connections as you think about.
Tel Aviv 3.
It's only from heart to heart.
Rav, אתה יכול לתת הגדרה למה זה זולת? כי אני רואה שאני מרגיש
עוד. Can you define what is the other? Because I see that I either feel myself, my ego, or appreciation or greatness, but it comes from the air. I don't feel it coming from specific friends around me. What is the other?
Zulat, the other, is the one I feel that has to be inside my heart and is still outside. That's called the other.
Если, несмотря на все усилия, я еще не вижу достаточно достоинств товарищей.
If, despite all the efforts, I still don't see enough merits in the friends, but I more often see their flaws. Does it mean I'm going within reason, or?
It doesn't matter that much whether you're seeing the greatness of the friends or the opposite of that. What's important is that you understand that you have to be connected with them in order to bestow to the Creator, in order to reach the Creator. That's more important. Meaning, The attitude towards them can be such where you see their smallness, like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, relative to his friend, to his students. On the other hand, you see that in order to reach the Creator, you must see them as great. That they are like a special opportunity, an upper opportunity. The Creator is presenting it before you, and you have to accept them and connect them to your heart. And then you come to the feeling of the Creator, the revelation of the Creator. So here it has to do with how you appreciate them, not according to their knowledge or other forms of excellence, but rather because they are between you and the Creator.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот я сейчас нахожусь в своем знании, но я пытаюсь связаться с товарищами и как бы увидеть их достоинства.
Yes, dear, now I'm within my reason, but I'm trying to connect with the friends to see their merits, to adhere to them. What does it mean that I see it within reason? I can't understand it somehow.
Они кодем кол руэ.
I wouldn't put it this way. First of all, I see my path toward the Creator. As much as I can be connected to Him, accept, receive from Him, bestow to Him, maintain any form of connection to Him. And then I imagine myself that, to myself, that the connection with the Creator is in the society, inside my group. And that's how I relate to them. Meaning, I don't ascribe any excellence to them. I'm not fantasizing anything. I just know one thing. If we connect, I can maybe connect to them without their participation, but it's not enough. I need to receive this stimulation from them. So if I will connect with them and all of us together will reinforce the connection between us, between us, then from within the connection between us, we can connect to the Creator. These are the law of communication, commutation, connection between us and the Creator. The thread of connection goes from my heart to the heart of the group and from there to the Creator.
So it turns
out that the connection between us and with the Creator, that's within reason on the next level?
I don't want to get confused with other definitions of above reason and within reason. Within reason is always according to my reason, my opinion, my desire, how I feel, how I understand. This is my reason. Above it is what I can accept seemingly and behave seemingly, although I don't understand, I don't feel it, but I can somehow function. Just like when I'm going out to the street and I have to walk and behave on the street according to the laws that the state established. But for me, that's above reason, since if I was within reason, I would behave differently.
Clear.
You said that I could connect to them by myself, but I need to receive from them some.
When you think about the end of the action and the initial thoughts, when you wish to connect to the Creator, and from there you stretch that thread back to you and you say to connect to the Creator, I need a society, and to have a society, I need to annul before them and connect to them.
That's it. Signal мне, что они так действуют.
Should the friends give me a sign?
No, they have to give you anything. You want to do it, do it. You don't want to do it, don't do it.
So it's only my work?
Yes, don't demand anything from them. You get one.
Good morning, Rav. If we all have egoistic desires, what distinguishes a person if they have a normal soul or a heavy soul, and how can a person tell if they have a heavy soul?
Adam lo yode etze, aval kach ani noten noten.
Person doesn't know it, but
she'im kashe lo me'od.
I'm designating it externally in this way, that if it's difficult for him to approach the others, to be a friend, even in his civilian life, in his everyday life, let alone in a Kabbalistic group, where he can't accept them, can't agree to be connected with others, then it's a sign of a heavier soul, a great heavy will to receive, that you have to work on it. But accordingly, its corrections will be greater. And we should help such people. It's worthwhile. Ashkelon 2.
Rav, I am
discerning two states of feeling within reason. One is when the friends annoy me, and two is when I envy the friends. What should I hold on to?
Both. It's all within your will to receive. It's still not within reason. Within reason, it means that there's something above reason. This is just your beast. PT 22.
Saba, lo shomim otcha.
We can't hear you, Saba.
No, Saba.
Keep going, Saba. Saba means grandpa.
Shomim?
Ken?
You're muted. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you awaken envy if you don't see the friends within reason?
We need to try. We need to try no matter what, because it passes. It's worthwhile.
Thank you.
Kabu 7.
Kabu.
Thank you, Rav. This is only my second 10. And I know that I'm very dedicated to the 10. Every morning at the meetings, I can't wait to listen to each one of them. During the day, I think about them. I connect with them at least twice. Now, I have children, and I know what love of children is. I just want to know, how can I feel that I have love for the friends?
Just like toward friends, let's say, when you simply, you love them, you wish them all the best, and you want to help them in everything possible. That in 7.
Hola, Rab, gracias.
Hello, Av, thank you. Sometimes the Creator sends a thought, this foreign thought, that tortures us constantly with this noise in our minds that just sticks and always interrupts our connection during the lesson, while reading, all day long. There's this thought that consumes you and eats up any attempt to connect. Is there an advice how to release yourself from this thought that keeps poking your mind?
Each and every disruption comes in order to correct us and for us to relate correctly to it and not to just simply want to make it go away. Nothing transpires with no, for no reason. Everything has a purpose and an aim, and that's why, how we have to relate to it. Not that we have to remain in this state, but we need to accept every state coming from, there's no else besides it, from the Creator. And if it's a disturbance, then above it, we have to relate to the disturbance itself and the correction.
Yes, thank you. Rav, which is more important? To begin to see the friends as great within reason, or help the friends see me as great within reason?
Most important is to see my friends as great as possible.
במידה הזאת אני אתקרב גם כן לזה שהבורא יהיה בעיניי גדול ויוכל לקרב.
And to that extent I will also be able to see
the Creator as great and to enter into a spiritual connection with the friends. The most important is the greatness of the friends. That's what attracts me, draws me, connects me to spirituality. And through them, I accept the bestowal of the Creator from above when He connects, when He clothes in the friends. That's the most important. We have nothing more important than that. This is our connector, our adapter, our between us and the Creator. Everything takes place in the ten, inside the vessel of Adam HaRishon. That's what we have to establish and restore. And everything that the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us are the laws of connection that exist in this system. That's more broken or less broken. It corrects itself, and which desires in it are still corrupted, called klipa, tuma, shell, impurity. There are many degrees there, the seven degrees of hell, as we call it. And we also have sanctity, how we rise above them until we come, all of us, to the peak of the correction. It's all relative to the correction of the broken vessel of Adam HaRishon. We receive it broken from the Creator. We discover the form of the shattering in it more and more, and we correct it until we get to the end of correction. Itavan.
Buongiorno, Rav. Buongiorno, qui mondiale.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Clay. A question from the 10. When I say in the friend,
devo considerare le qualità dell'amico sul piano spirituale.
Flaws in the physical world. Does that point to flaws in the spiritual world as well?
Not necessarily. I can't say that we see in our world all those horrors, all those terrible forms. Of course, it comes from the flaw in spirituality that we have to correct. But you cannot connect them directly. There are many discernments there. It can confuse us. We have to correct what's on the path, what's along the way, meaning how much we connect so that in our 10 we'll begin to reveal the Creator. Period.
PT 35.
Good morning, Rav. Does accepting the friends without any choice is the building of love of the Creator unconditionally?
Yes, we accept the friends that our choice that came to us from above, like it or not, it may seem to us that we've done it or not. Nevertheless, we have to accept them, and in this way, build the corrected. And
thank you very much.
Мы всегда учили, что объединение в десятке строится через точки в сердце. Именно точками в сердце мы объединяемся.
Always learned that the connection is built through the points in the heart. The point in the heart is the desire to bestow. What I heard today was that we have to connect our hearts, meaning we unite in our desires to receive. And here, there's a contradiction here. I'm not dealing with philosophy. I'm talking about reality. Whether we want to or not, we work and exist out of our will to receive. The will to receive doesn't disappear. It takes upon itself all kinds of forms. We have to start connecting among us where we are, and to try to direct the connection between us to mutual bestowal, and out of that, to the Creator as well. And of course, now that we are on the way, we're not corrected. And that's how it'll be until the end of correction. Until the end of correction, we'll have some percentage of corruption in our relationship. Let's say now this corruption is almost 100%. We have a spark, a point in the heart. We still want to connect. Even that is unnatural. It's unnatural that we want to connect. But that's how we begin the way. And then we expand this area of holiness, mutual bestowal between us, connection. We expand it more and more. That's why there's nothing here that contradicts. But the more we can, we connect. And whatever we can't, we leave it for the time being. Yes, continue.
But to continue the question, in the beginning of the lesson, I heard that you said that in the beginning, we connect above reason, then we connect within reason.
Как мы в десятке можем?
I heard it happens automatically. How can we realize the ten? By which mechanism we can move this connection from within reason to from above reason to within reason?
Because I have no choice, without any desire to connect, I become incorporated in the ten. Why? Because they say that if we learn in the ten, if we connect, if we assemble and have meals and all kinds of things, by this we bring ourselves into a situation where the Creator is revealed. I want the revelation of the Creator. This is why I become incorporated in it. I participate in it. What can I do? That's the condition available to me. I don't understand it. I could understand it a little bit when I'm told about the system of Adam HaRishon that broke, and we have to maintain it in our ten to some extent, and then we'll begin to feel the corrupted system, the corrected system, in the connection between us, and in this way we will learn all those things. Correction, connection, spirituality, corporeality, they're all in our connection. I hear it. And that's why I come and do all kinds of things that I see that I can do. Some things I can't do. I can't. I can't aim my heart for love, for connection. I can't. But in corporeality, several things that I do connect to, I can do. So there are states when I come to connection with the friends, to an assembly with the friends, to a lesson, and there are some where I can't come physically because it repels me so much that I just can't. So I work on it to be as much as possible within the society, because precisely through this environment, I get an influence from above, a reforming light, until it influences me, and I begin to feel that indeed, through connection with the friends, I begin to connect to spirituality. It takes a while, it takes a long time, may take several years before I begin to feel it. And I start with completely being repelled from everything, from the ten. But those who press and make an effort to connect, in the end, succeed.
Извините, я пытаюсь просто выяснить практический вопрос. То есть я пока слышу, что это происходит, ну, как бы сказать, без...
I want to scrutinize a practical question. I see that it happens without my participation automatically. The transition from above reason to within reason. Will I be able to ever say to the friends, hey, we just started above reason, now let's change this connection to within reason?
We never do it, and we can't do it. We only need to make an effort to connect. And when it happens and how it happens, and we will feel that we are shifting to connection, to a new reason, new mind, meaning when we do understand, we do want to connect. This, when it happens, you will feel it. But you don't shift it as if you are behind the wheel and you're driving yourself to behave this way or that way, steering yourself this way. Your effort is only one, to make an effort to connect. It's a mechanical effort and an effort in the heart.
Max 6.
Доброе утро, учитель. Если правильно услышал...
Good morning, teacher. If I heard correctly, you said before that the reason is not the beastly reason. What is that reason that is not beastly?
It is when we begin to feel discernments that happen in the connection between us. This is already something that doesn't belong to this world. Although it's still not spiritual, it's not in order to bestow, but we acquire these things through the connection between us above reason. When I don't want to connect, I made efforts. As a result, I increased the appreciation of connection, and as a result I begin to feel new insights, new discernments. I can't explain more because you have to do it and feel.
Cab U3. Working to correct your connection within reason can be a risk of having your reason corrupted with the will to receive for yourself. So, although we know that our reason is not egoistical,
we don't know. When you get new discernments, you'll feel it. PT32.
When the friends tell me, open your heart, what should I do? How to do it correctly?
Try to feel them more and be like them.
But what do I have to tell them? Do I have to tell them something?
Just try. What can you do? Try.
I
understand that for you it's especially hard. What can you do?
PT14.
When I see the friend within reason in the 10, how can you discern that I'm seeing it in the vessels of bestowal.
You can't discern it, and you're beginning to ask nonsense. Vessels of bestowal, vessels of reception. You need to, first of all, connect among you. And through it, you'll begin to feel what is vessels of bestowal.
Moshe.
Rav, if you want, we can read the excerpt we read in the preparation again, excerpt number 2 that speaks about this whole topic. We'll read again excerpt number 2 that we read in the preparation. Between friends, if he can see his friend's virtue within reason, it is all the better. And yet, the nature of the body is to the contrary. He always sees his friend's faults and not his virtues. This is why our sages said, judge every person favorably. In other words, although within reason you see that your friend is wrong, you should still try to judge him favorably. This can be above reason. That is, although logically he cannot justify him, above reason he can justify him nonetheless. However, if he can justify him within reason, this is certainly better.
Turkey 3.
Morning, Rav. Question for my 10. After doing the act of connecting with friends, a faith about reason, what thought informs me that the action is in within reason?
Sorry, Eli, again.
Okay. After
doing, saying after doing
of connection with friends with a faith about reason, what thought informs me that this action is now in within reason?
I just begin to discern between above reason and within reason. What I feel, what I understand, what I attained, my level of perception of reality, perception of the group, when I feel it, and it's called within reason. It's in my reason. It's in my understanding. And the fact that I need to go above it to another, to more degrees, more connections, that's above my reason, above my mind, my understanding. And that's how I constantly rise to higher above reason that I want to attain. And then I work and I come to it within reason. That's how we go from degree to degree. The upper degree is above reason, and the lower degree is within reason, and then I rise. And then what I have within reason now is came down, and what I had above reason before becomes my new within reason.
PT6.
I got lost with this whole business of reason and above reason. If you can summarize, I'm sorry, after an hour you've been explaining it. What does it mean? I understand we have to connect in a group between us and then to the Creator. What from here is within reason? What's above reason?
Within reason is within my understanding, within my feeling. Above reason is what Kabbalists write to me, that I have to feel and think. So I am in my reason, and I have another degree that is above me, and that's above my reason. And each time I want to try to come to that above reason, so it'll be within reason. A portion of reforming light comes and elevates me to a higher degree, and then I raise myself from the reason I'm in now to the above reason, which becomes my new within reason.
Why is above within reason is better than above reason?
Again, Dudi, sorry.
Why within reason is better than above reason?
It's my new perception. Our goal is to know, to receive within our vessels all the spiritual discernments. But to attain them, we need to approach them above reason, so that we constantly rise to a higher level.
What's the difference between my reason and the current, my current state and the new reason I will have?
Where you can now say that it's above my reason, you will rise to it with a new reason.
What's in the new reason that doesn't exist in the current reason?
More perception, more feeling. Okay.
Holland 1. Yes, thank you, Rav. We have a question from Wim from R10. He asks that what you just said is that the only thing we have to do is to put an effort for connection with the friends, mechanically and within the heart. Can you explain what the effort within the heart means?
From within the heart means I'm looking at the friends and I see how connected they are among them, and I awaken in me envy to such an extent that this envy forces me to be like them. That's it. As it is written, envy, lust, and honor take a person out of the world, bring a person out of the world, out of his degree to a higher degree. That's it.
Latin 8.
Rav, buenas noches. Una pregunta.
Good evening, Rav.
Una pregunta que puede sonar tonta, pero la voy a hacer.
A question that might sound silly, but what is for Bnei Baruch, or the way you see it, what is within reason? What is reason? What do we mean by it when we say reason?
Reason is what I feel and understand now in the current state. This is called my reason, my understanding. It is my feeling and understanding in the current state. This is called reason.
¿Puedo hacer otra pregunta, Ra, entonces? Entonces, cuando hablo por encima de la razón, es que...
In that case, when we speak about above reason,
eso es por encima de la razón.
Shouldn't relate to what I see and understand in that moment. Is this the meaning of above reason? Not using anything of what I feel or understand?
Incorrect. Above reason means I see in the friends, in the group, states in connection that are more advanced, and then I want to connect myself to this as well. And I act in order to connect on their level too. And this is called going above reason.
Rav, muchas gracias. Muy amable.
Thank you, Rav.
Tov, Hebrew 10.
Okay, Hebrew 10.
Ken, Rav. Rav, כדי להשיג את המטרה.
In order to attain the goal, to attain the king's palace, the creator, Kabbalists give us these orders. Love your friends.
The
person who comes to Kabbalah doesn't understand why he needs it, what for. He does it. He accepts it without feeling or thinking. He does it. Is this the meaning of doing it above reason? They told me, so I do it in order to attain the goal, even though I don't understand what it gives me. After I do this work, I begin to advance with the friends, to love them, to feel them more and more. I begin to receive flavors, feelings. This is the meaning of attaining the reason of the upper one?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Safon too.
Safon too.
Rav, what vessels do we have in which to feel love, friends?
We have such vessels, egoistic vessels. Our desire is our vessel, which works in order to receive. So in the meantime, it is in order to receive, but it feels the friend's relation to it, to that desire.
Haifa 1.
Haifa 1.
Hello, Rav. In my feeling today, when I feel mercy toward, or compassion toward a friend that I could choke him a few years ago, now I feel compassion towards him. I see how much he torments himself, he suffers, and I feel that I owe him, because he's doing a lot of overcoming, and I don't know how I can repay it. It's truly a gift from the Creator. What should I do with this feeling of compassion?
You need to show yourself this way too, toward the friends, that you love them, that you want to come closer to them, so they will learn to from it as well, and relate to you back in this way. That's it, to bring about love of friends. Unity 1.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, как...
Tell us, please.
Любовь к товарищам, которым мы стараемся...
How love towards friends, the love that we're trying to reveal and apply in the friends, how is that connected to the work above reason?
Because we don't want to love anyone. It's against our nature. This is why we were given, in order to come to connect to the Creator, we were given this connection to the friends, with whom we can perform mutual or reciprocal activities and learn from them how we can give and receive, and all the differences that might be in this type of communication between us. And from this, we come to build senses with which we can already approach the Creator. This is why it's written, from the love of people to the love of the Creator.
Be'er Sheva.
Morning, Rav, World 10. Your scrutiny is amazing. And with your permission, I would like to ask, to love the friends within reason and to love them above reason, this is the transition of the barrier within a person, within the will to receive?
Not yet, but it's on the way to it. It's on the degree before that.
Thank you, Rav.
I don't know what to do. All right, PT 35.
Thank you, Rav. A truly invigorating lesson. The question is, how to come to a strong deficiency for connection that won't let us be for a moment during the day?
Only out of envy. Only out of envy. And also relate with understanding to each other, because we still have to be considerate of all kinds of difficult states that our friends, our egoistic friends, and they're going through quite difficult states. So we have to be considerate of them, give them examples, and also reinforce them.
Is there a way to check that the deficiency for connection has grown each day? Is there a way to measure it?
I don't think there is a way to measure it. We don't have the vessels yet, or the instruments. But we can advance every time we understand these things more and more, because for the time being, we're operating inside the will to receive. Even though we want to approach connection, and in that connection, the will to bestow is somehow involved, but it's involved inside. But we can already check. We still don't have the instruments to measure, but we can check that we are making progress. Yeah. Ita 3.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno, maestro.
Buongiorno.
Good day, maestro. Rav.
La trasformazione dei vasi
in
vasi di dazione è una conseguenza della luce.
The change of the vessels from reception to bestowal, is this the influence of the referring light, or do we have to do anything else in order to bring about this change?
Through the relationships we're now talking about that we build, we draw reforming light, and it creates all the changes in us. We're going to play a melody, a tune, and we'll come back. Yes, we still need to continue until the end of the week this topic of the ruin of the vessel, the ruin of the temple. It doesn't matter how you call it, the ruin of the soul. Anything that broke belongs to that same topic. And then we'll begin to engage in corrections. But in the meantime, we have a few more excerpts that I think we should go through and study them and talk about them. Go ahead.